hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 25 years, our next guest has been guiding his customers through the saltwater estuaries and blackwater rivers of our state's Lowcountry by powerboat, kayak, and paddleboard. As much fun as that sounds, he says the best part is the environmental education they leave with. Chris Crowley is owner of Coastal Expeditions, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Well, Coastal Expeditions was founded in 1992, started by leading expedition-style kayaking tours, and then we quickly picked up the contract to lead the trip to Bull's Island in Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge shortly after that, and everything just kind of has picked up momentum as we stayed after it over the years.
And you are now doing paddleboard tours?
We sure are. Paddleboard tours and rentals. Paddleboarding is a relatively new self-powered vessel sport that has a vertical glide path as it has caught on with the locals. Everybody loves to go paddleboarding these days.
It also sounds like a lot of work.
And that's one of the reasons people do it. It's good for cardiovascular fitness and muscle tone and physical fitness in general.
What are your challenges in running this business?
The weather really is the biggest one. You know, like last year we didn't have a spring break because of the weather. There's a hurricane or the flood of 2016, remember? Those are challenges. And then keeping everything straight. You know, we have 4 locations and 30 employees, and making sure that the service offering is provided and making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. That's like any business with multiple locations, always a challenge to stay on top of it, read ahead, you know, be proactive instead of reactive.
Is this a seasonal business?
It was in 1992. We would run about 8 months out of the year, but anymore, it's a 10-month or 11-month season. In general, the culture of the livery industry, whether it's canoeing or kayaking or rafting, it's much like the ski industry, typically. But what we've seen with the demand of clients and the mild southern winters is we can run almost year-round now.
How do you market your business?
Back in the day, we used to use a hand-crank coffee machine, hand out brochures, and then sit by the phone and pray that it would ring. These days, the entire paper process has been completely eclipsed by social media and digital advertising. We still do some spots and try to support our local magazines of interest and through the Charleston Area Convention Bureau and all the great things that those folks do for us. But really, it's the digital marketing. It's website and then the Facebook.
Can you give us an example of maybe some of your more popular tours?
You know, we had a partnership with the Gibbs Museum recently, and it's an ongoing partnership with the Gibbs Museum and also the Center for the Birds of Prey, who are one of our favorite partners. And we did theme tours that had to do with a 18th century naturalist named Mark Catesby, who's the first English artist and naturalist and scientist to do a rendering of the flora and fauna of South Carolina. Actually, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and the Bahama Islands. And that's been a very popular hit for us, where people want to come and learn more about the ecosystem and the history as it intertwines with the human history, as it intertwines with the natural history.
Speaking of ecology, can you share with us maybe a couple of environmental education tidbits that your customers seem to enjoy?
Oh, wow. This time of year, like, right now, when everything is so warm and the water is so warm, the estuary is just where the salt marsh, where the rivers run into the salt marsh creek and then empty into the ocean. It's just so full. The loggerhead sea turtles, several different kinds of turtles, but mostly the loggerhead sea turtles are state reptiles, into nest inside of Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge especially. But also the dolphins are quite active, feeding in the large schools of finfish like menhaden and mullet, and you see them strand feeding on the banks, and manatees are even up and down, sort of loping along Shim Creek right in front of our office there beside Shim Creek Bar and Grill. Everybody's interested in the mega fauna. You know, like, they want to see a dolphin, they want to see a manatee. The roseate spoonbills are here, just brilliant pink birds on Bull's Island. Everybody would love to see that bird as well.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Great, Mike. Thanks for having us, and we look forward to seeing you out on the water.
Chris Crowley is owner of Coastal Expeditions. He joined us by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.